Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio, and I am your host, Cindy Freeman. Today is Friday, April 21st in most of this world, and I welcome you to the show on It's All in How You Frame It. And we'll get to, again, the creative way that we came about to that show title today a little bit. But first I want to tell you that that theme song, I Am Who I Am, is by the group True Trinity. It is the singer on that, the vocalist, is Jillian Clark. The writers are Rachel Grace and myself. And Jillian as well, of course. So the three of us created that song. You can find it at truetrinity.com, T-R-U-E-T-R-I-N-I-T-Y.com. And let's see, the other thing is that this show is brought to you on Fridays by True Visions Travel, full-service travel company, catering especially to those needing individualized accommodations or have special needs for their trip. You can find that at truevisionstravel.com, T-R-U-E-V-I-S-I-O-N-S-T-R-A-V-E-L.com. Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you every week on Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and normally 8 p.m. in the U.K. However, now it is at 7 p.m. in the U.K. because the time has not yet changed as it has in the United States. So it will be a little longer before it's back to 8. Right now it's at 7 p.m. And you are welcome to join us, be a part of this show each week. The topics every week are dedicated to people living their purpose. When we have live guests and the topics that we relate to, came to know your purpose, how you came to achieve it, and as well, a few tips that hopefully you can take in to be able to achieve your purpose. Now, if you've looked at any of our titles over the past, and listen to any of our guests, you know, that topic really is pretty vast. And it takes into consideration just about anything, whether it be the person who is maybe dishing out ice cream at the local shop this weekend for those that might be getting the warm heat already, to the CFO of a Fortune billion-dollar company, and how they found out what they're supposed to be doing in the moment, vast. So if you are in that position and you'd like to share with others your purpose, please do join me and send me an email. Let me know who you are, what you do, or your friends, or the topic. And you can do that directly at cindy@purposetalkradio.com. So send to C-I-N-D-Y. At purposetalkradio. There are several ways that you can participate in this show today. And one of them, if everything cooperates, is to scroll down into the chat room at the very bottom of the show page. And you can comment, give feedback, do all that in there as well. Ask questions if you'd like, if you're a little bit shy about coming on live. So that's just one way of participating. But anything that you put in there will wipe out after when the show is ended. So I encourage you to come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And in that area, there will be a pinned post pinned to the top of the page. And you can go in there, especially if you listen to the show archived. And you want to put your comments, your feedback, your questions in there. And anybody that's a guest or myself usually goes over there during the week and checks it out. That's also where you'll find maybe a few comments from the show directly. You'll find our affirmations, links to our positive news stories, all those kinds of things directly in that part of the show. So you can come on over there with us. So, you know, this show this week, it's all in how you frame it, comes from several different things. I have been, as most people know, pretty laden in my schoolwork this semester, which is good. It's a very good thing. So what has happened is my show has taken a little bit of a backseat, but I don't want to stop doing it because it's a great way for me to give you some things at the end of the week that hopefully help you go into the next week and maybe some things to think of over the weekend for those who don't work. Whatever, it's just a good way for me to be a part of this community yet. And it's important to me. So sometimes I just put off my good old procrastination. Oh, wait, that'll be part of this discussion too in a moment. Put off how I and when I do things regarding the show and what is happening with it. So today I thought, last night I had a topic, but it's not something that I typically would think to do here, and that is prayer. So I'm going to put that out there as one of the things and how we look at prayer and how we do things in a moment. If someone has a prayer request, I'm still supposed to take that for some reason today. So we will do that later on in the show if that tends to be what you're supposed to do. And I thought that was a topic, but couldn't figure out how to put it into living our purpose, at least not directly, so most of you could follow it. So I put out to my friends a question, and how do we, you know, give me some topics, would you like to be a guest, all that kind of thing. And I got two very interesting topics and very interesting suggestions. One was on creativity blocks, and the other was in regard to the former Alaska governor Palin and her comments about the Clinton picture. And if you've not heard it, I'm going to let you go look at it yourself, because I don't want to give negative press to anything particularly. And I think a lot of what has happened out of that kind of is negative press. So, but what I will tell you is that because of those two and because of my experiences this week with a friend and at the zoo and the things that I did at the zoo this last weekend, that's where this topic comes in. Now, some of you might say, well, how does that deliver your purpose? Well, you know what? For me, turning things around is living my purpose. And I think for most people, it is exactly how you look at things. Because every day, all the time, we have experiences that we have to deal with. And how we frame them, how we look at them, how we talk about them, has a lot to do with how we will think of them at another time. So, with both of the suggestions, I thought, wow, you know, those are pretty good ideas. And how do we put them all together? So I want to start with the creativity block. that I really seem to have this morning, and actually all week about, for some reason, the topic on this show. At the same time, I also had a block of what I was told, led to, however some people want to look at it, spirit messages, whatever. Look at all of that. So as I heard the topic and what I was supposed to do this week, I kept saying, no, no, that won't work. How can I do that? How is that going to happen? Et cetera, et cetera. And now today, as I thought about it, I thought, well, I can still work that in. I can work that in as a part of the show. You know, people don't just want to have your prayers for an hour of somebody else. They want to hear their own, you know, someone praying with them instead. If I turn that around to that way of thinking, creativity block. So often, we're trying so hard to think of what to do with something. Maybe an art project. Maybe you have to write something at work. Maybe you're trying to decide how how to put something together, how a project needs to be done. We struggle with that. And we stay hyper-focused on it, at least for me. Very often, what happens is it becomes harder to do. Instead of being easier, it becomes harder. I have less and less ideas, less and less options. And if I go off and I just think of it as, well, this is part of my day, or instead of it, I have to have this done, I want to have this done, I want to do this. It seems that it flows a lot easier. How I frame it and what words I choose seem to make the difference. Now, the part about the picture actually is in line with what happened for me this weekend at the zoo. I took out my camera. I planned to take pictures. I, you know, thought I had batteries, couldn't find new batteries, whatever. Found two of them, one at the last minute. Didn't have a charge. Got to the zoo and thought, oh, man, there is no place to plug this in based on where I thought my friend's show was going to be. Well, this year they moved the show, and lo and behold, right smack in front of me, looking forward, I looked right at an outlet. That was out of everybody's way. That was very easy to plug the battery in. It was perfect. Plugged it in. Had I been annoyed and kept frustrated looking around, you know what? I probably would have missed that. So went and did the show. Went and took pictures. We went outside for part of it, between shows. And I got there for the third one. I was late for the first two, didn't make it. I kind of got frustrated with myself because I thought I'd be there for the first one. Again, if I had gotten to rushing around instead of just saying, well, I know at least I'll get to the third show. And the third show has the most time around it, so it'll probably be the best one, have the most stunts in it and that kind of thing. The show is my friend Jeff Hanna, who does a Bubble Wonder show. And so I wanted to see, I see this pretty much every year. I missed it last year, but this year it's like, okay, oh, I'll get all three shows, and I'll get really wonderful pictures. And it'll be fine. It'll be great. And like I said, I just ended up going to the last one. But when I got there, the second show was done. I could greet him. He could tell me what he was going to go do outside. Went outside taking pictures, and I couldn't see anything. Because the sun glare. So I just shot and said, well, what I get will be what I'm supposed to get. I could have been frustrated because I couldn't see things. I could have been, given up and said, no, I'm not going to take anything just because I can't see it. And no, the pictures came out wonderfully. In fact, at one point, he does a great big net. There's something new he's put into his outside show. Took a net and filled it with bubbles and, waves it in the air in an awesome bubble wall, as he calls it. And the bubble wall came at me at one point, and I didn't see it. It came at me so fast. And all I could do was feel like I was a little kid. I just laughed. Because I didn't expect to be pelted with bubbles. I thought I was out of the way of everything. And thought nothing more of it. I just laughed. It was great. I felt like a little kid. And watched the little kids chasing the bubbles. And watching some parents picking their kids up so they could kick at them and bat at them. Because they were up higher in the air. And it was just fun to watch and fun to be a part of that. And so I, again, didn't think anything of it. Well, later as I looked back at some of the photos and the videos, think about my camera getting splotted with bubbles. So there's a little spot in the middle of several of them. until it dried completely. One, I'm looking right through a water molecule, it looks so fun. Again, I could be thrown up that, man, the pictures didn't turn out of the way I wanted. No, you know what? They're unique. They're special. Nobody else is going to have pictures of a bubble looking through a bubble on their camera. I can just bet on it. Well, I got some cool, unique pictures. And it's all in how I frame it. And we know that ultimately pictures literally turn out as to how we frame them. You can look at one thing in a lens on a camera and see it one way. But then it may not be exactly when it comes out. Exactly what you originally thought it was. So, what you need to do is maybe leave a little extra on the edge that it's framed the way you want it to be. And we can go in with Photoshop, or for me, it's Freeview on my Mac and crop things out and make it look the way you want, or blow it up, or enlarge it, or make it smaller, or whatever. Changing the framework on an actual photograph will make it good, bad, or indifferent to some people. Some people look for that perfect frame. Somehow I've been told I've got a pretty natural eye for different angles. I like to always look for the angle that someone else doesn't see. I might go under the bridge and shoot up. Because you know what? People that normally walk on a bridge don't look underneath it. They don't know how their feet look on the bridge. They don't know how they look on the bridge. They probably don't even know what the understructure looks like. But I'm likely to turn around and find those things, that different angle, on everything I do. If you'd like to call into the show and share your ways of framing things. I'd love to have you be a part of it. You can Skype in if you're on the show page. You can do right next to the number on the show page, phone number. Otherwise, you call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And I'd love to have you comment, talk about whatever it is that you might like to on that. So, okay. So we go back to some of these pictures and my experience of things. So I'm heard, okay, this year I wanted to go out and look at the animals. And a lot of times I'll go inside because I know the animals will be visible to me. But this year, I said, no, I'm not going in. I'm going to just do all outside animals this time. And so I was walking around. And the interesting part, again, I struggled because I thought I had I was kind of disappointed because I wanted my nephew to come see this. I keep inviting him, and the family's got other things. This year he had basketball games. It's like, oh, bummer. And I don't get to see the basketball game either because he's playing and I'm going to be there, but I got to do the zoo. And there was an Easter egg hunt in my church, but I had determined I'm going to the zoo. And all this. And it's like, I can't clone myself, so I'm doing what I think I should be doing. Looking around these animals. This little voice again says, go find the bears. First I find the elephants, I find the giraffes, and I hear, go find the bears. So I look, where's the sign? I see polar bear. Okay, I'm headed to the polar bears. Polar bears and sea lions. I didn't see any other bear signs, so I'm going along. And I get to the polar bear. Polar bear's inside. Wait around a little bit. Polar bear comes out. That's good. There was a person that came out, threw some fish or something for him outside. And then went back in and then let the polar bear out. And then the polar bear tried to get back in and couldn't get in because they were probably cleaning the cage inside. That's my guess. Maybe it was something different. Maybe they just didn't want the polar bear inside. Everybody was kind of disappointed because the polar bear didn't go in the water. They wanted him in the water. Well, okay, we could all be disappointed. Instead, it was, hey, we got to see the polar bear. Which way do you want to frame it? That you at least got to see him? Or that you missed out on something else? So I'm walking along again. Polar bear. I heard, not that polar bear, not that bear. What bear am I supposed to find? It's a bear. It's still a bear. And last time I was at the zoo, I got some really nice pictures of the polar bear with him in the water and his head popping out and shaking the water off his head and really cool things like that. So I thought, well, I was going to get some more of the polar bear. Nope, not that bear. Well, I don't know where the bears are. The zoo is closing in 15 minutes. I'm just going to go walk. Start heading to the entranceway so that I get out. Well, I look up in front of me. I see a sign for bears. And I look at the exhibit, and no bears. Why am I supposed to find the bears? There's no bears here. Okay, wait a minute. No bears. Keep walking. All right, I'm going to get going. I see no bears. I'm not going to stand here and wait forever because, you know, there's nobody, there's no nothing moving in this exhibit. Start walking, and smack in front of me, there is this bear in the next exhibit looking at me almost like a statue. I could have missed him because he was blending into the rocks. Had I not looked just that way and just kept moving, I would have missed that bear. I swear that bear posed for me. By the way, just as the elephants did. It was kind of interesting. The elephant came to the edge of the stone, came toward me, and kept walking toward me as soon as I picked up my camera. It came to the end of the stone and threw out its trunk and went back. And there was another group of people to my right, and they're like, she's posing for you. And it was really obvious. That's exactly what she's doing. She saw me. She came to me. It was amazing. So this bear, too, kind of was doing the same thing. It was sitting there, looking at me, and would turn. It would turn its head, look away, and turn its head back and come back to me and look right at me. It was pretty cool. Another bear came by and walked around. I had two in the picture. Okay, so this is nice. Okay, I got some cool bear pictures. Great. Okay, I can go now. I got my bear pictures. I did what I was supposed to do. I listened to the message. Ready to go. Okay. I wonder what happened to the other bear that was wandering around. He's gone. Didn't go in. I start walking around the outside of the exhibit, not actually toward the entrance way, the opposite way that I discovered later. And the bear was in the water. Cool. Get some cool bear pictures in the water. Okay. Ready to go. Well, then two other bears come by. Well, the one from the other side, and then another one. I don't know where the third bear came from, because I never saw it come out. I don't know where it came from, how it got there, what was going on. But there were three bears. One got in the water. Third one stayed out. Before I know it, there's two bears wrestling in the water. And got some of the most amazing photos and videos that I have gotten in my whole life. Amazing. And I stayed there probably for a good half hour, even though the zoo was technically closed. These bears were having a good time. Nobody was coming by telling me I had to leave. Nobody called the bears in for dinner. It was just amazing to me. And I was absolutely thrilled that I got to experience it in a way that I needed to. Now, had I thought, I'm on my way out the door. I'm getting out of here, and it's time to go home, so forget it, you know. I would not have gotten those pictures. And I need to get a hold of the zoo. I may post a few of them on various nature sites and things like that and try to sell them. Because, you know, maybe somebody would get them in the wild, and maybe they wouldn't. But this was such a natural occurrence for these bears. A couple times they'd stop and just look around like, oh, I'm done now. One floated on his back, and a couple other people that were there thought they were done. And I just stayed there, just admiring and thanking these bears for putting on this little show. And they started up again. Third one just sat on the edge. Didn't really look at him, didn't pay attention. You know, if it were little kids and we were at home, they would have started splashing the third one, egging him on to come in. I kind of thought that might happen with the bears. I didn't know how old they were or anything else. They were grizzlies. And it was just amazing. I didn't know that when they get wet, their hair just like slicks back. Almost like it's got oil on it. And it might. I haven't really looked that up. And it's shiny and flat on their back. And then at the end, the two just got up, just stopped. Got out of the water. That was the end of that. You know, and some people would have said, oh, well, you know, it's in the zoo. It's just this. It's just that. To me, I framed it as being just amazing. Just something very special that I got to witness. Now, this week, I'm looking at the end of my school semester. I'm thinking, oh, I've only got 3 weeks left. I have half the points in one of my classes. I have to go through yet. Well, yes, I could look at it as I have half the points. I could also look at it as I have half the chance to increase my grade. I could look at it as I have half the chance to destroy my grade. I'd rather think of increasing it. It makes me much happier. And it's much easier to tolerate when I think of it that way. Although my grade is pretty strong right now. But I do still have almost half the grade points to still earn. And at first, you know, I had one assignment that was kind of poorly graded. I didn't do so well on it. But now when I look back at that, you know, the thing is, we're graded the highest now. on what we've learned over the semester. So that those first projects that, you know, I didn't really know what I was doing, don't count that high. What counts is what have I learned, what have I taken in, what have I accomplished over the summer, or over the semester. And I think if we look at life in general that way, you know, we can look at our mistakes as mistakes. We can look at things we don't understand as frustrating. If we instead look at the things we don't know as something we can still learn from, I think we'll be better off. If we look at every mistake as a learning experience instead of a mistake or something that we can assimilate into our next similar experience, I think we'll be better off. I think that's how to make a positive impact, how to reframe what we experience. I don't know if you think the same or not. I'd love to know, either in the chat room or calling, whatever you'd like. Again, 347-205-9074. I'm going to participate in the conversation. So even when we see a word, a basic word in our life, how you define it can impact how it affects, how that word actually affects you in the end. For instance, let's say the word fire. If I just said the word fire, I wonder what people might think of first. Would it be a blazing, roaring forest fire? Would it be a campfire? Be a fire in the fireplace, the fire pit, the grill, something you can cook on? Would it be losing a job? Just hearing a simple word and what you go to first what your first thoughts are has a lot to do with how that word will impact you in the moment. So, as I said those ideas, did you by chance change your mind as to what you wanted the word fire to mean for you? Did you say, oh yeah, could have been that one. Oh, I didn't think of that. It's all in how we frame it. Now, the reason I gave you the different ones on that, even a forest fire, although it does damage, destroy many things, it also causes new life. What I mean by that is, in the end, new growth comes out of that. And for some reason, that ash that's created from a forest fire to create some really, really amazing foliage. Don't know why. Don't have any idea why that happens per se. But I guess it's more of a fertilized system. It's kind of a fertilizer. If we look at what that creation is and how that's created, had that fertilizer never been there? Probably might not have seen some of the foliage. You just never know. Never know. So, if we think of the word the same thing, it's fire meaning losing a job. What happens in that? It's still an opportunity for something new. And often how you define that job loss will determine what the next person thinks of you when you interview. If it's a, oh, that dirty rat just, you know, didn't like what I did, or could never appreciate all of my work. You know, that won't help you get a job. The next person won't want to hear that, because they'd be afraid that maybe if something happens with them, with you and that job, then they'll have to deal with the consequences similar, and the anger and the bitterness you might have in your voice. Sometimes if we admit to our errors, better off. We end up stronger. I don't like feeling things. By that I mean the emotional stuff a lot. Especially what comes in relationships and that, you know. It's one extreme or the other for me, usually. It's, you know, I love somebody or we're just kind of there. I will be loyal to the end if I do end a relationship of some kind, whether it be a friendship, a romantic relationship, whatever. And I know that about myself. And in those relationships, we're both bound to mess up somewhere, shape, or form. And admitting to that error is sometimes very difficult. As I did with many people. Cool part is if I remember that other times when I admitted to the errors, was able to let it go, we were able to move on, that's something. One thing that I am not good at yet, and that I'm working on, because I've got some friends calling me on it, if I know I am right, and I'm being told by somebody else I'm not, I struggle with that. I struggle with being able to hear what they have to say. If they say, let it go. No, I want to prove myself right. I don't know yet how to reframe that. If someone has ideas, I'll gladly take them. Because I can talk about all this stuff, sure. It doesn't mean I get to do it perfectly all the time. What it does mean is that I'm trying. Hopefully getting better each time I do it and deal with it. But I just don't know. So even as I say that, I hear myself saying, man, maybe I should be reframing even those words to something different. So again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, please do give me a call, 347-205-9074. If you're listening to the archive, feel free to drop a comment into the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page on Facebook, if you have Facebook. And we'll look for comments and questions over there as well. If you do want to talk on the air, please do hit the number 1, because I know you want to talk as well. Or you can also send me a Facebook message if you'd like, if you're not getting my attention, to look at that really quickly, because sometimes the internet goes in and out while I'm on the show, and even though I think I'm on my switchboard, sometimes it disappears, and so it doesn't show me everybody right away. And that's okay. The good part is that I get to create a show for whoever wants to hear it in whatever manner they get to hear it, and not held to some real stringent rules, because it's my show. My show for you. And that makes it your show as well. So, let's see if I can find a positive news story. I don't remember if I shared this one with you last week or not. I shared the one about the sock guy. I could find him. His name is John. And John wanted to start a business. He knew he was getting out of school. It was going to be his last year. And he knew his father had a business, and he wanted to have his own business as well. So he went about finding and creating a bunny sock business. And there have been plenty of times that he's actually run out of inventory or not had the inventory in that someone might have wanted, because he's gotten so popular. It's John's Funny Socks as a business. Oh, and by the way, John has Down syndrome. But his business is thriving. Doesn't matter who or what he is. It matters what his company is and what he's created. I saw some of his customer service messages on Facebook. I was blown away. It took too long for one of the orders to get out. Somehow it got pushed to the side because they didn't have the stock at the time the order came in. And so somebody was waiting for the socks. And they questioned on the Facebook page, wonder where my order is. And the customer service came back with, "We are very sorry it's taken so long. We will be refunding your money and your package is going out tomorrow." The person on the other end didn't want a refund. All they wanted was their socks. They were perfectly fine with just getting the socks. But the customer service person insisted they will be refunding the money, because that is the customer service they wanted to provide. They wanted to make sure it was connected to John's Funny Socks. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool in my book. And it doesn't matter who or what a person is. It's the customer service and what they're thinking and how they do it. So there we are. I think I've pretty much wiped out the ideas that I have for this week. And so, as we are coming to the end of this show, I want to have folks leave you with a positive news story. I also want to leave you with a affirmation for the week. I can get back to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page. We want to make sure you've got that as well. And so let me see what I can do for an affirmation for you, some positive thought to leave you with this week. I think it will be that, I think it will be, I am reframing what I see, hear, and feel. Into a way that best serves me. So, I put on here. I am reframing all I hear, see, and feel into a way that best serves me. A positive, purposeful outcome. There we go. I'll just add to that a little bit. I am reframing all I hear, see, and feel into a way that best serves me toward a positive, purposeful outcome. Well, that will be the affirmation for this week. Again, if you'd like to be a guest or have a topic for Purpose Talk Radio, please do send me an email directly to cindy@purposetalkradio.com, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. If you are looking for a special trip and you need individualized accommodations, whatever that might mean, you might be using a wheelchair, have a visual or hearing deficit, and would like to make sure accommodations are for that. If you need help with passports, insurance, finding the trip, booking the trip, if you have other disabilities, quote unquote, and would like some help, let me know. We can help you with that. Whatever it is to make your trip accessible to you in the best way possible. Get a hold of True Visions Travel. That's TRUEVISIONSTRAVEL.com. TrueVisionsTravel.com does sponsor the show each week. Also, if you have products or services that you'd like to share with our guests, email me for that as well and that setup. And we'd be happy to set you up with the appropriate package. Now, the song I Am Who I Am is a theme song for Purpose Talk Radio. It was created several years ago by Julian Clark, who's the vocalist on it, Rachel Grace, and myself. And, you know, it originally started as fun and then later came out to be the theme song when it was put to a contest with the then host Barbara Patterson and Jan Revell. It was not any of my intention at that point to be a host on this show or to even be around every week. Yet, Purpose Talk Radio does continue every week, Friday, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK most times, although right now it is 7 because of the change of time not yet occurring over there, but occurring in the United States already. Each week we bring to you topics and people about living your purpose, whatever that might mean. It can be a big purpose, it can be a little purpose, it doesn't matter. But if you are someone who is in that position, and you want to share it with our listening audience,
I'd love to have you do that through one of our shows. And it's all on the air through a phone or through Skype. You don't have to be in the same location I am. Don't have to invest in any huge equipment or any of that other stuff. You can just be who you are, where you are at the time of the show. That's entirely up to you how you want to do it. Next week, what do we have next week? I'm not pulling up that email immediately to know who and what we have as our topic next week. I'm sure it's something about purpose, as it always is. Again, if you have ideas for topics, I'd love to have those shared as well. Because we do run out of ideas when I don't put a in particular what I call it, a particular guest on. So the other thing, I might be putting up some of these photos from those bears. And where I'd be putting them is into my Fine Art America video or studio gallery. And that is at True Visions Media also. And that's where you'll find those pictures ultimately when I get to them. So that you can see some of those. It'll be a little bit before I do because I need to get the information all on the bottom of the copyrights and all that stuff so that you can see them and get it to be exactly what it should be. So anyway, so I think that's all of the information for Purpose Talk Radio today. I was kind of stalling to see if we do have someone calling in. No, we don't. So I was trying to see if we had anybody there. And since we don't, I'm going to end this with the song theme song again. I am who I am. Until next week, I wish you all soul blessings, and thank you for listening.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Thank you.